Might be the most halacha l'maisa sugi we do all year, I think, the one we're going to do today. I don't know, maybe I'll do it with one of the other ones, but this is like Maisim b'chol yom, what we're going to be talking about today, and it all jumps right off the page of the Tosfos here on the bottom of Chatez and Rav. So let's get started over here. What are we going to be dealing with? We're going to be dealing with today not so much Metzia, because this is almost like a tangent or a side point in the sugya of Yishalom Midas. We sort of have this side point. But here's what we're going to be talking about. And we spoke about it a little bit when we were going through Rav Shachter's whole Torah in the name of Rav Salvechik and the Chaznish about being mashlim the Shem Aveda and what Yerush is and what it isn't. But I want to really focus on this point that we mentioned it in passing, and we mentioned some of the Mar Makomos in passing. But I want to really focus in on this point today. The issue is, can you use somebody else's stuff without permission? Are you allowed to use somebody else's stuff without permission? Now, obviously, the answer, no matter who you ask that question to, the answer is going to be, depends, right? But depends on what. So, Newt, what do you think? Top of your head. Depends on? If they're okay with you using it. What? If it's for a mitzvah, it's not for a mitzvah, right? Anything else? Anything else it would depend on?
Mitzvahs in general.
Oh, what do people do, right? Is this the kind of thing that people are makbid about in general? Good, right? So all of these are issues. So, you know, for example, you're in the Beis Medrash and you come across a very nice line that you wanna underline. You don't have a pen, right? Because you're one of those guys that's always feeling that you know, never have a pen. So, but there's a pen right next to you. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the guy that sits next to you. He's out in the coffee room or in the bathroom or wherever people go. And you grab the pen. And you underline. Is that, are you allowed to do that? Right? Or for example, you're in a dormitory and you have roommates. And you want to use your roommate's coffee mug. He's not drinking out of it right now. You'll wash it when you're done. You'll put it right back. He'll never even know that it was missing. Can you use the coffee mug? What did you, Taina? Some say no, some say depends. What about his toothbrush? Right, he'll never know. Probably not, though, right? So, why the difference? What's it all about? Someone comes over to your house, and your parents aren't home, and your parents own everything in your house. You don't make any money. Your parents own everything, right? So, and you offer the person a drink. Got him! You're offering the person your parents' orange juice. Did they? You tried to call them. Mom, Dad, I don't know what to do. I want to give this guy coffee, but you own all the coffee. Can I give the person some coffee? So, but you can't get a hold of them. You can't get a hold of them.
They're
what? Live in
the house to support you.
Oh, okay. So we have to talk about this.
They let you use it all the time.
They let you use it. They don't let you give it or throw a party. Invite the whole world for a coffee party. No, you're not allowed to do that, right? So what exactly are the parameters? Every time you call them, they keep hitting the reject call thing. I don't know. They don't want to talk to you, so you can't get a hold. You can't get a hold of them. You see the blue checks. You want to have them, but they're not responding. So what do you do? So you go to shul and there's you need a talis. You need tefillin. There's a talis and tefillin or svarim, something like that, right? So. This is what Elie Spurn was just about, right? You mentioned Tvar Mitzvah? Or, you come to someone's house, they're not home, you're supposed to meet them there. So you figure, I'll sit down until they get here. Can you sit down? You're using their couch? You're using their chairs? Is there a difference between using their chairs versus using their coffee?
Yes, coffee's gone.
Right, the coffee will not get reused. The couch will get reused. Okay, good. So this is all, this is much of our discussion today. So what I want to do is, I think, la halacha, this could be broken down into three categories, three basic topics. There's borrowing without permission, right? Just stam, using someone's stuff without permission. There's using up someone's stuff when you know that they would be okay with it. What do I mean by using up? That's the coffee case. Meaning that's the case where you're not just using something, you're using it up. Meaning that it's not something that's reusable, right? But you know that they'd be okay with it. And then there's using someone's stuff without using it up, or damaging someone's stuff when you know that he's going to be okay with it, right? So there's stam borrowing someone's stuff without permission. That's a simple halacha. Right? Then it gets a little more complicated when we talk about using up someone's stuff when you know that they would be okay with it, but you haven't spoken to them. and then there's using someone's stuff, like the couch, when you know that they'd be okay with it, but you haven't spoken to them. So let's just get the easy one out of the way first, right? Can you borrow without permission, in general? If you know nothing about whether the person approves or not, can you just take their stuff? No, of course not. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, talks about a Shoel Shalom Midas. What does Shoel Shalom Midas mean? So Gemara says, Ganav, that's what it means. Even if you're going to put it back, right? Shoel Shalom Midas has a din of a Ganav. This is a halacha psukah in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Nun Tes in Choshen Mishpat. Sif Hey, anyone who uses an object that belongs to someone else without the Rishus, even if Daito Lahachzir is called the Gazlan, Asr Lasos Kain, you're not allowed to do this, and if you do, obviously you have to return it right away, and by returning it right away, you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Veshavas Akzela, because you're a Gazlan. So that's certainly, that there's nothing to talk about, right? There's not much there. So let's move on to the core issue, and that is, you know the person is okay with it. So first the halacha, and then how we get there. The halacha would be, if it's going to cause him hefsid, but you know that he'd be okay with it, it's a machlokas, and some of the poskim say, because it's a machlokas, we should be extra cautious. But also because it's a machlokas, b'diavet, if you're very dachuk, you need a particular object, a particular food, and you know for sure he's going to be okay with it, it's not going to bother him, then you definitely have what to be somichan, right? Meaning, so what is this machlokas? I said machlokas. Okay, good. Well, what's the machlokas? Who's machlokas? Where machlokas? So it starts with Tosos Narodav here. But Metzia Dav Chaf Bezim Rav. What happened in the Gemara here? Let's go through the Gemara carefully, and then we'll see what Tosos is doing over here. The Gemara in general was talking about Yeir Shalom Idas, right? One of the rayas sort of got us off on a tangent, because through one of the rayas we mentioned a case where someone is mafresh truma for somebody else. Reuven is mafresh truma for Shimon. Shimon comes home and sees that Reuven was mafresh truma. He says, "Kalecheis liyafos, you should have taken from the better produce." So we have the Mishnah discusses how do you interpret that phrase? Is he being serious or is he being sarcastic? So if there are no yafos, there is no better produce. Like, no, I gave the best stuff you have. I cost you as much as I could possibly cost you. I know, you moron. I didn't tell you to do that. That's what he meant, kalei chetz liyafos. Why don't you just give away my house, right? I mean, then he's not serious. But if there actually is yafos, there actually is better produce you could have given, then it is serious. Once the Gemara talks about that, totally tangentially, the Gemara tells us a story. This is on the first wide line of Chafez and Alf. Amemar Marzut of Ravashi. Amemar Marzut of Ravashi, three rabbis. Iklu Lubustuna de Mari Bar Isak. They came to the orchard of Mari Bar Isak. Mari was not around at the time. Who was around? Who was around? His sharecropper. Now, what does a sharecropper mean? Exactly what it sounds like. He gets a share of the crop. Now, this sharecropper is being very generous. Three chashva rabbanim come to visit, so he's not going to offer to them something to eat. So of course he does. So aiti arise tamri verimoni. He bring him dates and pomegranates. That was the the equivalent of coffee and cake, and that's why people weren't obese then and they're obese now, because it would be dates and pomegranates instead of coffee and cake. So anyway, that's not relevant to the sugya. So it brings him tamri verimoni. He brings him dates and pomegranates. Vishadakamayu, and he puts it out in front of them, puts it in a nice serving plate. A member of Ravashi achlis, a member of Ravashi eat, they're very happy to eat from it. Marzutra lo achl. Marzutra wouldn't eat anything, because the artist never got rishus from the balabais to be serving this. Adahachi, in the meantime, also Mari Bar Isak. In the middle of this whole su'uda, or this whole snack, Mari Bar Isak comes home. Ashkechinu, so he sees what's going on. So he says to the artist, why didn't you bring them the better stuff? The Shapirta, you should have brought them you gave them the okay pomegranates. I have much better pomegranates that you could have served them. These are chashva rabbanim, you should have given them the better stuff. So now, at that point, Amrulei, Amem of Ravashi and Marzutra, so Amem and Ravashi said to Marzutra, I understand you didn't want to eat until now. I understand that you had a chesh, but not to eat until now. But the game has just changed, right? Why has it changed? He just told you you're allowed to eat. He's the owner. He told you you're allowed to eat. Why aren't you eating now? Don't you know the price that tells us that if a Baal Bayis says to the Shliach, that if there are Yafos, then it is a valid Truma, so because he's being Megaladas, that he wants, that he's happy with what the Shliach did. So here also the owner's Megaladas, that he's happy that this Aris was serving us food. So Amalahu, Marzut responded, Helchi Amarava, Lo Omri, Kalechetel Yafos, Elilin Shumul Vavam Yishum de Mitzvah Vinichale. Kalechetz Eliyahu is when the guy did a mitzvah on your behalf. So then we assume that Itaka does. He was happy about the fact that you did a mitzvah for him. That's not what's going on here. There's no mitzvah being done here. Why do you think he's really saying it? He's not happy that this guy served us his food, but he's embarrassed. Three rabbis are here, so he doesn't want to make it look like it. What he's really thinking inside is, what's the Aris doing? Why is he serving my food to these guys? Where does he get the chutzpah to do such a thing? But what, he's going to say that in front of them? That's lo na'im. It's not, you know, that's embarrassing. So instead, he says, oh, you should have given them the good stuff. You should have given them better, but you can't take that seriously, says Marzutra. So what's important to point out over here, just a second, what's important to point out over here is that there are two machlokos between Marzutra and the other two Amalan. Two machlokos, right? The first machlokos is, before anyone ever said anything, before the owner ever said anything, Marzutra held that what? No, it's asr to eat. And the other two Amalan held mutter to eat. So that's one machlokos. Then we have a second machlokos, after the owner already said, everything's good, you can eat it. Another machlokas, where the two Amoraim said, oh, if it was mutter before, now for sure it's mutter, right? It's kal v'chomer, it's mutter now, the guy just told, but still Marzutra says you're not allowed to eat it. Which of these machlokos do we already know the logic to? And which one do we need to work on a little bit? Why?
Because that's more noget to Yesh Lomidas.
Neither of them is noget to Yesh Lomidas. I mean, meaning neither of them is the Gemara connects neither of them to Yesh Lomidas.
Right.
In the second one, Marzutra explains himself. Right? He explains why he thinks it's asr. And in the second one, it's obvious why it's mutter. Meaning it's obvious why the two Amoraim said it was mutter. No, why did the two Amoraim say it was mutter in the second one? Why is it obvious? What is it? Because he said it was okay. The guy who owns these fruits said it was okay. And how did Marzutra explain why it's asr? You can't trust him. He's probably just embarrassed. So that's why he said it was okay. He doesn't really mean it. So there's not going to be a discussion in the Rishonim to try to figure out what's behind the second machlokas. Because it's right there. It's beferish in the Gemara what's behind the second machlokas. The whole discussion in the Gemara is only going to be about what's behind the first machlokas. What happens when someone who does not have explicit permission is using or using up? Using up. Right? Someone without explicit permission uses up someone else's stuff. Right? What's the halacha in that case? You don't know. You don't know what he never gave explicit permission. He never said anything yet. And here we have machlokas between these two Amoraim versus Marzutra. How we understand that machlokas, and by the way, how we paskin that machlokas, maybe, will impact our shaila. Right? We wanted to know. Someone comes to to your house. They're a really good friend of yours. Of course, every time they come to your house, you always offer them a drink, you always offer them a coffee, and they go over to your Keurig machine and they put in a pot and they take a coffee. That pot cannot be reused. It's yeshivish to reuse it, but that pot is not really, it's not really meant to be reused. Someone told me in yeshiva, I don't know, was it here? Different yeshiva, where they said someone was selling pots for like 50 cents and used pots for 25 cents. Let's get a weaker coffee. Okay, business. How we paskin this is going to educate us on how to deal with that shaila, right? So comes on Tosfos and Tosfos says, what are they arguing about? What's machlokas number one about? Right, again, machlokas number two, we already know what it's about. We don't have a shaila about machlokas. What's machlokas number one about? Says Tosfos, Marzutra lo acha, v'im tomar, amay lo acha. Why is Marshal Tree eating? Hamarava, Perakah goes Basra, Arise Midinafshe Kazahim. After all, who was doing the serving? It wasn't just a random stranger that was serving the food. Who was serving the food? A sharecropper. And you know what a sharecropper is? He's someone who gets a share. So can't you assume that when he's giving you the food, he's giving you his share of the food? So why wouldn't Marzutra just naturally assume that he's just giving you his own stuff? He's not giving you the Balabais stuff. He's not giving you Mari Barisak stuff. He's giving you his own stuff. And they have a Gemara like that in Masech Baba Kamma. And Agozel Basra. How does a Perek get a name called Agozel Basra? Is there two Agozels? Right. So says Tosos, V'yesh Lomar, Dahasam Shehevi Ha'aris Mibesa. No, and Hagozel Basra, the artist is bringing it from the house. The Mistamim, Mimashe Gil, Echelko Mevi, where he's obviously bringing what belongs to him. Aval Hacha, Shehevi Mina Pardes. But over here, where did they go? They went to the Pardes. They went out in the field in the orchard. Stuff wasn't split up yet. And therefore, what's going to happen? They're picturing what's going to happen at the end of the day. Mari Barisak is going to come home. Really, there were, 50 pomegranates that should have been split between the sharecropper and Mari Barisak, right? But he's feeding these three rabbis, and they love pomegranates. So by the time Mari Barisak gets home, there are only going to be 40 pomegranates. And the sharecropper is going to say, oh, look, 40 pomegranates for us to share. And that's costing Mari Barisak, because he's not even going to know that it used to be 50 and that really he's entitled to 25. Right? That's what they're concerned. That's the concern over here. So it says now, Marzutra was concerned. Shema b'shas chalukah lo yomer lebala pardes titol kenegem mashen satila. That maybe when it comes time to split it, he's not going to say, "Oh, by the way, 10 of them were already eaten by the guests." He's not going to tell him that he's really entitled to 25. So that was why Marzutra didn't want to eat. Ravashi lo yechoshish lezeh. Ravashi thought the sharecropper was an honest guy. He wasn't going to. So, according to this understanding of Tosfos, what was Machlokas number one about between the other two Amoraim and Marzutra? Why isn't Marzutra didn't need the other two Amoraim? Yeah, it was just an issue of, do you trust the sharecropper, to be honest? Right? Meaning, everyone agrees, according to this interpretation, everyone agrees that if you thought the sharecropper was feeding you Mari Barisak stuff, it would be absolutely awesome. The only heter over here is because you thought the sharecropper was feeding you his own stuff. And if you suspect that he's going to be dishonest, then you can't eat it. The machlokas is, do they suspect the sharecropper being dishonest? They were looking at him, you know, measuring his tzitzis. You know, they're trying to figure out, like, how firm does this guy look? How honest does this guy look? That's what the whole machlokas is about. Is machlokas in the metzius of the sharecropper. Can he be trusted? But la halacha, what would emerge from this halacha is that to use someone else's stuff without his explicit permission, absolutely awesome. So Tosfos goes on to say, well, you could have, Tosfos says, you could have suggested a different interpretation. You could have suggested what they're arguing about is, can you use somebody else's stuff without permission when you know that he'd be okay with it? Right? That's what you could have said they're arguing about. But Tosfos says, ein lomar, de ein lomar. You can't say that's what they're... No, that's not going to work. Why not? Maybe the reason Marzutra didn't want to eat, maybe the reason Marzutra didn't want to eat was because he thought you're not allowed to eat stuff that belongs to somebody else without his permission, even though you know he wants to feed you. And the other two Amoraim said, sure you are. You know he wants to feed you, so it would be absolutely permissible. Why can't that be the machlokas? No, what does it say? Why can't that be the machlokas? Because we pass like Abaye, that Yeish Lomidas, love Yeish. What is it? Yeish, it's not even Aveda over here. No, Yeish Lomidas, it's not just about Aveda, it's not just about Yeish, it's about Das Lomafreya. That when someone expresses his Das later on, do we assume that we can transfer that Das backwards in time? And therefore, if tomorrow he says, I'm okay with it, does that mean he was okay with it today? And Abaye Paskins, Das Lamafreya, is not Das. Doesn't work. Abaye is saying, having Yeush, knowing that it'll be Miyash as soon as he knows, doesn't help for right now when he doesn't know. Hu Adin, knowing that Mari Barisak is going to be perfectly happy to feed us food when he comes home, does not mean that he's perfectly happy right now. He has no das to give us his food right now. And therefore, nobody would hold, says Tosos, nobody would hold that you're allowed to eat the food if it's actually Mari Bar Yitzchak's food. Because this is part of Yer Shalom Midas. And, you know, the only way to say it would be that these two Amoraim held like Rava and Marzutra held like Abaye. But come on, Tosos says, hey, you're not going to say that. We pass like Abaye. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Allah like Abaye is one of the Al Kigam, is the first of the Al Kigam. So there's no way. Everyone's got to hold Das, I'm afraid, it's not Das. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat food without the guy's permission. That's Tosos. Yeah? Comes along the Ketzos, and he says, yeah, I like it. He says, I have a raya. I have the Makoros here somewhere. Comes along the Ketzos. V'yesh l'dakte, he says. After he quotes our Tosos. And he says, V'chein kosav bagos ha-shri b'mordechai. Tosos is not alone. Other Rishonim as well. Says the Ketzos, or some before, V'yesh l'daktik. Mehadam perikinar v'daf memches. You know, there's a Gemara, a Mishnah, in Maseches Ksubas. Mishe neshtata. A man has a responsibility to support his wife and children. Nachon? Yeah? Well, maskim? Okay, just got to make sure I understand that. When they say you agree to what, you're going to pick up a pen at your wedding and say, I agree to what it says in this Ksuba, that's what you're agreeing to, right? you're agreeing to support, right? I mean, in the Ksuba, you're agreeing to more stuff also, but that's one of the things you're agreeing to. A man has a responsibility to support his wife and children. So when he's able to do it, great. Let's say a man goes out of his mind. He's nuts. He can't work anymore. He became deranged. He has to be institutionalized. Okay, Nebuch, what are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Before he went out of his mind, this man made millions of dollars. And he's got bank accounts, and he's got assets, and he's got, you know, we could set up a fund, and just the interest of the fund will support his wife and children. Right? Can we do that with his money? He's nuts. He's gone. He doesn't have any das anymore. Can we support his wife and children with his money? Says the Mishnah, Ksus Mishnah Nishtate, based in Yardin L'Nechasa, V'zam, Faras Nishto, Banov, V'Benosov, V'Davaracher. What's Davaracher? Right. Davaracher, in general, in Shas, what does Davaracher mean?
Chazer.
Right? It means the unmentionable. Sometimes it's Tsaras. I don't know, it just means something like, ooh, you know, like, can't even say it. So I guess women's Tachshitin is something we don't want to talk about. I don't know. But we can use all of his money. Some of the Ravina Ravashi, Maisha Meadani Mishachum Dinasyam Vishto Tavas Mizonos, Bezin Yordan Len Chasav, Vizonim Franas and Ishto, Avalo Banav Ubrosav Davaracher. Aye, but if a guy goes away, so the woman has a contract, so she can go after his Nechasim. The children don't have a contract. So we're not going to use his Nechasim to feed his children. Aye, why not? Isn't it the same thing if he goes crazy or if he goes away? What's the Gemara's answer? When he went away, he knew that he was going away. He knew that he was abandoning his children. And that was a conscious decision of his to abandon his children. And therefore he's saying, I don't want to feed my children. When he went crazy, that was not a planned event. Something set him off and he went nuts. So that was an unwilling abandonment. Rashi writes, he was a decent man up until then. He was always supporting his children. He went crazy. If you were able to get to him and say, you know, to get through the craziness and to, you know, to get to his core, to his etzem, and say, do you want us to support your kids? He would say, yes, of course I do. V'kibin da'afilu heichud yadua lanu, lana shebevada yisratza, havli yeish lo midas, v'mken heichizan v'anum v'nosav. Need the
Yada. You heard the Ketzos Kasha? According to what Ketzos is saying over here, that without explicit permission from anybody, it's the same as Yeir Shalom Hidas. I don't care that I know that he would be okay with it. It's not enough that I know that he would be okay with it. Knowing is not enough.
He never said he's okay with it. And if he never said he's okay with it, then you can't do it.
Yeah, Yishlomi Das. We don't apply Das to my friend.
So Fraktik Tzos, how can we take this guy
that was Nishtata and apply his Das to my friend?
And say, oh, look, if you were to sober up,
but if you were to, I don't know, what do you call it? If you were to normalize.
If you were to regain balance, what?
Recover.
Oh, thank you. if you were to
recover, then and you'd be able, and you'd ask, you know, his first question might be when he comes back to his senses, oh my God, what happened to my wife and kids? Right? You know that he would want to feed his kids.
Right? But it doesn't matter if he didn't. He never expressed das. Wow. Says the Ketzos, what you have to say is, according to Tosos, maybe there's a major cash on Tosos. So says the Ketzos for Efshar, Kivin the Gabi Banav Benos of Afil V'yosu Mishesh, Mitzvah Mi'ahavi. No, what's he saying? It's a mitzvah. Up until six, at the age of six, parents are obligated to support you. Right? Not 26. Up until six, parents are obligated to support you. After six, you've seen what a six-year-old is, right? Like, it's going to be kind of tough for the six-year-old to make a living. He'll throw a tantrum and, like, you know, get fired from every job. Like, it's not going to work well. Right? So after six, mitzvah. It's a really, it would be really nice for the parents. It's a mitzvah for the parents to support the children. Ah, why does that change everything? Because it's a mitzvah? Why does that change everything? It's a mitzvah. Right? That's it. If it's a mitzvah, then you don't, of course, meaning his das cannot be assumed when it hasn't been expressed yet, except when it's a mitzvah. By a mitzvah, you're allowed to assume das. V'nichusa de mitzvah shayni. A nichusa of a mitzvah is different. How do I know that? How do I know nichusa de mitzvah shayni?
Because it's truma. Our gemara.
Right? Marzutra in Machlokes number 2 said that when it's a mitzvah, even if the guy didn't know about it in advance, you can assume it was fine.
Right?
When it's not a mitzvah, and maybe it's just embarrassment, even when he tells you everything's okay, maybe it's just embarrassment. But nichusa de mitzvah is different. Ooh, so that's an important line. It's broadening the definition of mitzvah a little bit. What do I mean it's broadening the definition of mitzvah? Being mafresh truma is itself a mitzvah, right? That is the mitzvah. Supporting children after the age of six is a mitzvah shel reshus, not a mitzvah of chiv. If one wanted to broaden the definition just a bit further, then even the case of Marzutra and the other chevre in the Gemara would also be a mitzvah. How could you broaden the definition a bit further? Well, Tamid Chacham. It's not a mitzvah to support Tamid Chacham. Yeah, Tamid Chacham Malchal Shulchan. But we know that we can't broaden it that far. Why not? Because the Gemara did it. The Gemara said that's not, unless he was just being humble. Right? Marzutra was like, look, if they invited real Tamid Chacham, you know, that would be one thing. But he shouldn't be humble about the other guys. Right? Be humble about himself. But he was only explaining why he didn't eat. He wasn't explaining why. Maybe he held that they were allowed to eat because they're Tamid Chacham and it's a mitzvah. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a question, but can you say that by Mar Sutra there is a mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim, or is that a mitzvah Shulashu?
Right. So that is a good question. Right? But forget about Tamid Chacham. Achnasat Orchim. It's a good kasha. It's at least a mitzvah Shulashu. So. Problem with the Ketzos Luchar, because the Ketzos is expanding mitzvah to include mitzvah Shal Rishos. But Zutra may not have held himself to be a Tam Chacham, at least he held he's an Arayach. Luchar, it's a very good question. What? By giving him food? I don't think so. That's what Avinu did.
The only
answer, no, I mean, you give him to, you know, to rest, and you give him other things also, but food is part of it. It's Luchar part of it. What?
I mean, you've seen the fact that he wasn't sure in general, like whether or not it was
No, no, but maybe, but he should be sure because it's a mitzvah. Meaning he was sure that Truma works. So why not? So that's a good question. What's called an oreach? Meaning, let's say it's your next door neighbor. Hachra Zarchim is when a person needs somewhere to stay or needs somewhere to eat. If it's just someone who decides to eat in your house instead of his house, you know, like a lot of times people think that they're really great at being mekayim mitzvah Hachra Zarchim because they hang out with their friends a lot. I mean, that's not really Hachra Zarchim, you know? Like inviting all your close friends for Shabbos meals and then getting invited back to their house for Shabbos meals, it's not really Hachra Zarchim. That's just being social, I guess. Hachra Zarchim is like someone comes to town, he has nowhere to stay, and you offer him a place to stay. You know, it's that guy in shul that looks for the guests and goes around. If you're from New York, you've never seen this probably. But no. But in smaller communities, if there's a new face, first of all, people would realize that there's a new face. Right? A lot of times in New York, the new face is the guy who's been living next door to you for 18 years, you know? Oh, who are you? Did you shave or lose weight or something? No, I've been the same neighbor. Oh, yeah, you yelled at my kid once. Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's me. But I remember we once had a cousin of mine from when I was I don't know, like maybe in 8th or 9th grade, we had a cousin of mine from Borough Park come to our house for Shabbos, and he was a teenager, and as we were walking home from shul, my father said good Shabbos to our next door neighbor, who not a firm person at the time, I don't think, now the whole block is firm, but at that time it wasn't a religious person. My father said good Shabbos, the guy said good Shabbos, how you doing, whatever, and the guy says, oh, so I get it. It's like, he talks like a mafioso. I don't know why. He says, I get it. Like over here, you have a double thing. Not only do you know your neighbors, you talk to them too. Like, yes, yes. That's indeed. That's what we do. We talk to them too. By the way, that guy grew up, moved out of town, and is now like a big in Hachra Zarchim. Okay, but anyway. Hachra Zarchim might just be when you're, you know, providing. I was once the recipient of Hachra Zarchim. I mean, probably more than once, but one time that I remember, I was working as an assistant youth director in a shul in Manhattan, and they were supposed to arrange like where I would eat when I went there for Shabbos, and they didn't. So I showed up for Shabbos and I went to the Jewish Center for Friday night Kabbalah Shabbos, and Rabbi J.J. Schachter, who was the rabbi at the time, stood by at the end of davening. He, right before davening ended, he ran to the door in the back of the shul so that he could say good Shabbos to everyone on their way out, so no one could escape his good Shabbos. So he saw me, and he asked. I wasn't going to have the chutzpah to ask. I was just going to walk around the park all night and not eat. I was, you know. So he said, "Yeah, you have somewhere to eat tonight?" I said, "Actually, no." He's like, "Okay, you're coming home with me." Like it wasn't even a. So I was the recipient of Hachra Zarchim at that time. Yeah, but it could be, getting back to our topic over here, it could be that they're not an oreach. So maybe that's the answer to the question. Okay, but all of this is within the sheet of Tosfos, Agos, Ashri, the Mordechai, right? The Ketzos, that if the guy didn't give you explicit permission, you cannot assume permission. It's absolutely also to use his stuff, to use up his stuff, right? To use up his stuff, because that's what the case is. The case is you're eating his stuff, you're using up his stuff. However, as we pointed out when we discussed this last week, the Shach disagrees. If you look in the Shach and Simon Shun Nun Ches, source number 5, Mutalik Achmenaris, Midivre Atos Perikel Mitzistav Chafes of Amenal Vagos Ashri Vagos Mordechai Shom Mavuar, Tos as Agos Ashri and Mordechai say, Dim Adam no Sein Lechol Lechavero Midover Sheino Shalom. If I'm kind enough to offer Judah some of Tzvi's food to eat, right? El shel chavero, Tzvi's food, av b'sheyadeh, shel chavero yisratza. Tzvi's the nicest guy in the world. He's happy to share his food. So I know that he's going to be happy with it. Now, asr la'achlo, Judah has to say, no thank you. I cannot eat. Tahalach kabaye deyeh shlomi das, lo'av yeyush, because halach is like abaye. We don't say das l'mafreya. It doesn't matter that when Tzvi finds out, he'll be like, yay, I fed Judah lunch, I'm so excited. It doesn't matter that he's going to say that. He hasn't said it yet, and therefore, it's not going to work. V'yav gav da hashu nichle, me'ekro lo'av nichle, says the Shach. I don't agree, though. That's what Tosa says. I don't agree. V'ilav dimistafina, if not for the fact that I'd be afraid to argue on Tosfos and the Mordechai and the Gosa Shri, meaning, you know, the Shach is Nachman, and he didn't quote any Rishonim more on you. Right? He says, I don't think it's right. I think there's a difference. In our case in the Gemara, someone was offering the Rabbanim food, right? Someone was offering them food. Says the Shach, I would say they're allowed to eat it based on the fact that you know the host would want you to eat it. If you know the host would want you to eat it, you're allowed to eat it. What about the fact Yesh Shlomi Das of Yesh? That's a totally different story. Yesh Shlomi Das is an entirely different sugya. Why? What's the difference? Aren't they both just Das L'mafreya? What's the difference between Yesh Shlomi Das, where the fact that when the guy finds out he will be Miyaesh, does not mean that he's Miyaesh now. I'm not allowed to transfer that backwards in time. And yet, when my parent comes home and they're gonna find out that I gave coffee to their friend, to my friend, their cousin, whatever, they will be happy. That can transfer back in time. Why? Why the difference? Says Shach, such a pashul chiluk. You wonder how Tosfos Mordechai and Gosa Shri didn't catch it. Yeush happens when there's an aveda. The guy didn't want to lose his aveda. He wasn't interested in losing the aveda. Yeush doesn't mean, oh, I'm happy to give it to whoever would like it. What does Yeush mean? Right. It means I lose hope. It means drats. I don't think I've ever used that word in a sentence. It means drats. I will never be able to get it back. I lost it. That we're not going to transfer backwards. Drats happens when he says it. Now I'm saying everything. That happens when he says it. And not before. Only from the moment he says it. But if it's something I actually want, I'm interested in the whole situation. I love when guests come over. I love to feed them. I'm happy. That's why I have more food than I need to eat in my fridge, so that people can come to my house and I can have. You know, growing up in my house, my parents' house, we always had a little thing of Chalav Yisrael milk. We didn't observe Chalav Yisrael. We always had a little thing of Chalav Yisrael milk, and after a few days, we'd spill it out because it would spoil, and then we'd buy another one. Why do we always have a thing of Chalav Yisrael milk? Because my mother wanted it. She had a big shita that there's no one, I will never have anyone that come to my house and say, I can't eat here. You have to have something that people can eat. That was her shita. They bought it literally just for the guests. Guests that we didn't even know if they were coming. We didn't even know who they were yet. Right? That's what it was there for. So, of course the das is there. You want the whole situation. You're interested in the whole situation. That's the Shach's chiluk. Ooh. So, according to the Shach, you know, so let's go back to some of the shadows we started sharing with. What do we say? Someone comes to your house, are you allowed to offer them a drink without your parents being there? According to Tosfos? No, according to Tosfos. According to the Shach, yes. Right? That's the machlokas. So comes some of the poskim, and they say, okay, what are you doing? You have a machlokas between the Shach and Tosfos. Savita Raisul Chulma. I don't know if I would have said that. Rav Shach always said, the Shach makes more sense. You know, in reality, the Shach makes more sense. He didn't think you need to be machmir. However, Shulchan Aruch Rav is machmir. That at least on the recipient's end, that if you know that the person is giving you someone else's food, even though you know they'd be okay with it, Shulchan Aruch Rav says don't take it. Because you have to be chushish mishum gazal. That it's just a sholosh shlomidas. But even if you're going to say like Tosfos, even if it was like Tosfos, there is room to argue that that's only when you are using up someone's stuff. But what about sitting on the couch? Remember when we mentioned the Samson said right away, right, that there was a difference last time, he said, between using up and using. Right? So maybe there's room to be mechalik between using up someone's stuff and using someone's stuff. And it could be that when it's using someone's stuff, then it's mutter according to everybody. Tulsa's never said his chiddush in that way. Again, provided that a few things. provided that the owner doesn't need it at the time. You can't shove the owner off the couch and plop yourself down on the couch. Or even not shoving him off, even if he would be happy to let you sit there, he'd be happy to let you use it, but you know that while you're still using it, he might have used it during that time, he might have wanted to use it, can't do it. If you're going to ruin it, ruin the object in any way, can't do it. And of course you have to put it back, right? If you're going to use some of the stuff, you got to put it back to where it was. So using your roommate's food, right, if you have a very open relationship with your roommate and everything is what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, let's say. Right, so using your roommate's food may be a machlokes between the Shach and Tosos, right? Using your roommate's coffee mug, if you know that he's okay with it, the whole premise of this discussion is that you know that he's okay with it. Using your roommate's coffee mug should be fine, even according to Tosos, if you know that he's okay with it. Now, the problem with this is that it's nice to say, but like, what's the raya? Right? Meaning, okay, it happens to be the case that the Gemara spoke about was food. So the case the Shach was talking about, the case Tosos was talking about, was using up something. What's the raya that you're allowed to use something if you know that he's okay with it? And that even Tosos would agree to that. So the raya might be, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav in source number 6. In Hilchos She'ilu Schirus, Si'if Hei. Let's skip Sif Dalu, go to Sif Hei. On the second page of the Marmukam, if you have more. But Medvar Marmurim, Kishashol, Nosim Shulchan Zel Lilmobo, Kol Meshach Himeshe Lasso, Hasefer Karne Lilmobo, Rashali Tinsukhus Lachem. If someone lends you a Sefer and tells you you can learn from it as much as you want over the next week, during that week, you're allowed to learn it b'chavrusa with someone else also. Aval, osu leilich lebeis chaveru likro sham misifro, afilu ba'krayi shalom idaito. You're not allowed to go into someone, even if someone invited you into their home, you're not allowed to start pulling sorum off the shelves and using them. Bein shu shalom bein shohu sha'u biyado, whether it belongs to them or it's borrowed by them. Bein sarach lomar lishtamish b'shar chafatzov, and certainly not to use any of his other objects. Here it is. Ela imkein yadua lo bebirur shelo yakbir olav ba'al ha-chefetz. Does that mean? If you know that he's okay with it, even though he never told you, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it. Osh shu she'ein derek kol b'nei adam l'hakbir olav klal. Mipnei she'ein chashash hefsid v'kilkul klal b'tash mishzeh. You're using them, it won't get ruined. You're a person the couch is sturdy. You're not going to threaten the couch in any way by sitting on it, right? The coffee mug, you're not going to drop it. You're not going to ruin it in any way by using it. So he says you're allowed to use it even without permission. Yet that very same author, Shulchan Aruch Rav, source number 7, Hilchos Metzio Pikadon, Si'if Dalid. Vafilu barer lo shekashi yadua lebailu shu nata azay yismuchu v'yagilu mipnei avasam also uses such strong lashon. When the Bailu finds out, he's going to be yismuchu v'yagilu because he loves you so much. Asu lo lehanas bablo dasa Bailu. You're not allowed to get hana from his stuff. That is das. Wait, same author. What's the difference? So you keep reading. Levichach, anichnas lepardei, so leginas chaveru. Also, lilkol peros shalom idasa b'ayim. What's he talking about in that second case?
Something
getting used up. That you're not allowed to do without das b'ayim. So to use something without das b'ayim, you're allowed to do even according to Tosos, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav is machmel Tosos. To use up something without das b'ayim, that's the machlokas between the Shach and Tosos. And then the last prat over here that needs to be mentioned, I think, is as far as using stuff, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav mentioned this. If there is a minag yadua that everyone knows, this is the practice in this place that people share, and it's there for everybody. Like it's you've been dorming together the whole year, and the minag is that you use each other's plastic cutlery or something like that. even to use up, but it's a minig yaduah, and it's been going on, and that's the relationship for some time, even though no one ever said you can use this spoon, because that spoon, or it may not have even ever been expressed. Use it whenever you want, but such a minig yaduah, then l'chora it's going to be mutter. What would qualify such a minig yaduah? Pick not a dormitory case, one of the other cases we started with. Someone comes to your house, your parents aren't home. Right, so everyone said, well, wait a second. That's machlokes tosis and the shach. So if you can be machlokes tosis, you should not offer anyone comes to your house a drink because you don't own those drinks. So you said that's ridiculous. Right? So that is ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? Because of course your parents want it. They bought the Chalav Yisrael milk. Right? Of course that's what they want. I don't know if my parents ever used it, but the message it gave to us, right? That's parenting, right? of course they want to use it. So in that case, it's not that it's just yadua. It's that's what they do always, and it's the minug yadua. It became a minug. It's not just that I know him, that he likes me so much that he'd be okay with it. It's a constant practice. Where does that come from? Where do I get that idea from? That is Ashita Mugabetzis, in the name of the Rashba. You know, Amem Rav Ravashi Ochid. So says Ashita Mugabetzis over here, Chav Beza Mer Aleph. Hiksha Haramban, Amay Achli, how are they allowed to eat? Whatever happened, Tein Lovchim, Mishom Re Peros, that's a Eitzim of Peros. You're not allowed to take from people who aren't the owners of the food. How are you allowed to take it? So he gives Ramban's teretz, then he says, Afal Rashba Tirets, Dafilu Lesli Chulka Bepiri, even if the artist has no share in this peiros, it's not the artist, it's just stam a maid that's serving you. Shari. Levisha umdun dasu she'in balapartis makbid bekach. We know that he wouldn't be makbid. And then two words, bekach nohagu. What does bekach nohagu add? Normally, the fact that I know that he likes me is not enough, because Tosfos would still say it's a problem. Comes along the Rashba, bekach nohagu. Even according to Tosos, maybe, if it's a kach nohagu, then I'm allowed to have. Daniel, my damarim, with the sefta perakbas of the babakama. Haben shayochel mishal aviv, b'chein evit shayochel mishal ravo, kotze v'nosim prusul b'nola avdo shal oavo, ve'ino choshesh mishum gezel shal balabayis, shakein nohagu. And brings a riot from a gemara, that kein nohagu is a thing. And that's why, he says, a gabay tzedakah goes around collecting. So normally the halacha is a woman is not allowed to give tzedakah without her husband's permission because mashkansi isha, no mashkansi isha, kanabayla, right? So the woman's not allowed to steal her husband's stuff. But if the woman gives a dollar, you're allowed to take a dollar. The guy with tzedakah could take a davar mu'at from the woman. Why? Shouldn't it be choshesh that she's stealing from the husband? Very often, by the way, women are far more generous than the husbands are. It's a real problem. Because very often the husband's at home and the woman will write a check for way more than the husband would be willing to write a check for.
Actually, Leo, in the woman, you're actually Leo for like the high holidays.
Yeah.
And the woman is the one who
bids on it?
Yeah.
This is a Boca Raton problem. This does not happen by us.
Yeah,
I was saying.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So she's spending all of her husband's money. Right, so that's
the
shit. What?
If the husband's in the room, then it
would be fine. Right, then it'll be fine. But there's an issue. So why are you allowed to take a davar muat? Because kach nahagu. Kach nahagu, says the Rashba. And it's kach nahagu, then you're allowed to take a davar muat. Someone else had a question? No? So one thing that we didn't get to mention, but we'll just start to mention, maybe we'll get into a little bit more on Wednesday. On a totally separate topic, but on the same sugya. At the very end of the Gemara, when Razutra explained himself, why he still won't eat, even after the guy says it's fine, even after Margarisa comes home and says it's okay. So he still won't eat. So what does he say? He's only saying it Mishum Ksifusa, because he's embarrassed. What is the status of a Kinyan that's made from a sense of embarrassment? Meaning, does that shter the entire Kinyan? Can a Kinyan be a valid Kinyan if you feel that the person is only making that kinyan because he's embarrassed? Meaning, what Marzuch is saying is it's clearly not right, right? But does that mean that it's also gzeila? Does that mean that it's actually stealing? Someone gives a gift because they're embarrassed not to give a gift. Are you allowed to take that gift? What sugi does that touch on? So you have a zavin, which touches on? Which of the asaris dibros does that touch on? Lotachmon. Right? That you're sort of working an angle to get someone to give you something that they don't really want to give you. So how closely is that associated with gezel? Okay, so maybe next time we'll have an opportunity to discuss that. I wanted to mention, when it comes to a pen, I saw in Rav Spitz, in Mishpatei HaTorah, he says that when it comes to a pen, it's mutter because people don't view that as using it up. Even though it is, the reality is, no one views it that way.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.